Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Will Brigham Young University football ever be played on Sunday? I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was an article in the October 20th, 2011 edition of Deseret News, which started off by saying a number of reports on conference realignment have referred to BYU as high maintenance. One explanation for that is the parameters the school is setting on TV rights. It went on to say, also, yet no issue is more tricky than the one that has always existed, the whole Sunday play honor code thing. Does an automatic qualifier conference want a team that won't so much as toss a frisbee on Sunday, a team that might complain if a beer company sponsors the player of the game? In that sense, BYU really is high maintenance. It wants in, but on its own terms. It wants, well, the whole nine yards, which begs the question of whether there actually is a place for religion and big-time athletics. This is not a new issue, Eric, to Christianity, because as we know from the story of Eric Little, who was in the 1920 Olympics, he refused to run on Sunday, which was defined as the Sabbath day. Now, technically, the Sabbath is really not Sunday. The Sabbath, as known in the Old Testament, was always known as Saturday. But this is a big issue in the LDS Church, and they will not play football on Sunday, and a lot of Mormon businesses are closed on Sunday. Mormons are known not to engage in any recreation on Sunday. And so this would be a very big issue if they were required to play on Sunday if the league that they were involved in so desired. Now, when I looked at some of the comments about this article, I noticed that many of the commenters obviously were LDS. Some were not. Some were supporting BYU in their position and their stand for that. But there was one interesting comment that I found very interesting, and that was, well, that was a personal choice. If, a Mormon athlete went on to play professional football or professional baseball or any professional sport, what happens to them? And it was the comment that was made is, well, that's a personal choice. Now, that raises the question, is playing a sport on Sunday a sin? Is that why the LDS Church is having that prohibition? Because the LDS Church has set forth the dictum, that it is in fact a sin. What would you say on that, Eric?
Well, you know, somebody named Spencer Kimball, who was a pretty important person in this church, said this in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, on page 25. As we read the scriptures quoted or referenced above, he had listed a number of scriptures, we observe that they list virtually all the modern transgressions, though sometimes under ancient names. And he went through a very lengthy list that takes up most of page 25 here, Bill. Quarrelsomeness, unthankfulness, filthy communications, impurity. But there, right in the middle of the whole list, is Sabbath breaking. And so he considered that to be something that was a transgression, you would have to say, is a sin.
Well, I think sometimes Mormon leaders kind of play fast and loose with the word sin and transgression. One minute they don't want a transgression to be a sin, but obviously in this context, it certainly looks like Spencer Kimball is making it just that.
And absolutely, because at the bottom there, he says, these are transgressions the Lord has condemned through his servants. Let no one rationalize his sins on the excuse that a particular sin of his is not mentioned nor forbidden in Scripture. Now, there's over 100 I'm sure there's over 100 different sins that are listed here, and I'm sure that's not even considered to be a complete list. But Sabbath breaking certainly is one of those things. Now, I think neither you nor I, Bill, are going to say that taking a day off once a week is not a positive thing. God gave us the example. Day seven, you know, when he rested and it was good. And so we have nothing against keeping a day off, or, you know, if you want to call it the Sabbath. But Sunday, as you mentioned, is not even the Sabbath. And where do we go when we come with the legalism that comes with that? The Bible says, Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, or chapter 2, verse 16, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." I think we have to understand that we certainly have to use good sense in taking care of our bodies and resting and spending time with family, studying our scriptures or all the rest. Those are all good things. But to make it into a legalistic issue when, as you point out here, I mean, what do you do when a ball player has to play on a Sunday and nobody's going to say anything about that?
Well, yeah, what do you do with that? I mean, we have like Alex Smith, who plays for the 49ers. We have Eric Weddle, who plays for the Chargers. Steve Young used to play for the 49ers. Sure. He worked on Sundays.
I'm sure he had a temple recommend, too.
Absolutely. Dale Murphy, who used to play for the Braves. His son, Sean, is a football player who no doubt has played on the Sabbath, as they understand
sure.
it. But I think that's the major question that's here. If the Mormon Church is going to make this a big issue, I think they need to explain, well, why is it an issue? If the Mormon Church does in fact claim that playing any type of sports on Sunday is a sin, then when this writer comments and says, well, it's a personal preference. Well, no, wait a minute. If it's a sin, it's a sin. If it is a sin, then I would say that the Mormon Church has probably justified in making this a prohibition. But if it is a sin, then that means that every Mormon who is playing professional sports, and we're just using professional sports as the example in this context, it would also have to include a Mormon who has to work at another type of job.
Absolutely.
On a Sunday. If we're going to stick to the letter of the law, and this is what's important, the law shows no mercy.
No.
The law is the law. You do it or you don't. If you don't, then you're in trouble. And in the Old Testament, they had very strict laws that were meant to remind them of their relationship to God and their separation unto God. It was a theocracy, a true theocracy. We don't have a theocracy now. And it looks, when it comes to the idea of the Sabbath, Paul, in that verse that you just read out of Colossians 2, seems to say here that we shouldn't be making this a big deal. Now, again, as you've also said, there's nothing wrong with setting a day aside. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But let's say that a person who can't help but work on Sunday sets another day aside. Would
Absolutely.
That be okay? It seems like Paul is at least allowing for that. But the Mormon Church doesn't. And that's the issue. The Mormon Church doesn't. The Mormon Church makes Sunday the big issue. And if it is, in fact, a sin to be involved in sports on Sunday, then those sports figures that we have just mentioned, who are probably very nice guys, mm-hmm. are actually engaged in sin, procrastinating their repentance, if you will. What about that? I think that becomes a major problem for them. Excuse it any way you want. You could say, well, they can't help it. Well, basically, they can, because nobody's forcing them to be professional ball players. I mean, I know it makes good money, and you get a lot of fame, a lot of prestige, and it's a very lucrative career to be involved in, but nobody's forcing them to do that. So what do you do with that?
Where do you draw the line at that, too? I mean, if it's a personal preference, then if I have a personal preference to be adulterous, is that going to be okay? I mean, all the listing here of lack of truth and hate and covetousness, that all of these things, there's a black and white issue. Either Sabbath breaking is a sin or it's not a sin, but you can't have some of your members saying, well, it's my own feeling of how, you know. And again, you're right there, Bill, as far as people having to choose careers. I mean, some people work very hard in the retail industry. Even here in Utah, all of the major retail chains are open. Somebody has to work those times. And so how are we going to do this if they're trying to make a living and they got to keep their job? Are they allowed to get away with this as well, as far as being able animal to work on the Sabbath? It's just an interesting idea. When Jesus himself said that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, it seems like this whole idea has gotten backwards.
Well, the Mormon Church likes to pick and choose which Old Testament precepts they want to hold on to and which they don't. I mean, I'm certain that a lot of Mormon gentlemen that wear their white shirts on Sunday are probably wearing a fabric that's part polyester and part cotton. And of course, that would be a prohibition in the Old Testament. Again, this was a theocracy situation back then. And there were reasons for that, to remind them of their devotion to God and his role that he played in the government of Israel. But when you get into this issue, if you're, again, and I think we need to stress this, if you're going to say that it is actually sin for BYU to change its policy, it would be a sin. Then it would be a sin for any Mormon who participates in any type of job activity on a Sunday. What would the excuse be? In the Old Testament, there were no excuses. You had no excuse. If you violated the Sabbath, you violated the Sabbath. There weren't excuses. They didn't have exceptions for you because you may have been, you know, a star player on a Jerusalem soccer team, if there was one. You know what I'm saying? There just wouldn't be any excuses for that. And so this does seem to be kind of a questionable area for probably many Latter-day Saints, although it shouldn't be a questionable area. Again, is it a sin or isn't it? If it isn't a sin, then why does BYU hold to this type of a policy?
This is a problem when you have a faith that lists a number of requirements for its people. You have to do this, you have to do that. And really, all of this is based on where you're going to end up at the after death. I mean, if you are doing the things that Spencer Kimball talks about here, you're not ready for the celestial kingdom. And so the people are put in a position of living in fear, living with guilt. It really is not a free and abundant way of living that Jesus promised in John chapter 10, verse 10.
No, and again, we're just throwing this out. This is, to us, this is not a major issue. I mean, but it probably is to many Latter-day Saints. And like you've just said, there probably are a lot of Latter-day Saints who do kind of live under a burden of guilt, wondering whether or not they're making God unhappy by their actions on Sunday, even though they might be able to justify it by, well, I'm taking care of my family. Well, a football player could do that too. A football player could do that too. Just because they have a more prestigious type of position in our worldview or understanding, does that make it okay? It shouldn't. And that's the problem.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.